This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Program reminder for you, 10 to noon, Vinny and Ken Wyman from noon to 2 o'clock, Tim Barbalis, Jason Lockenfor, and Jim Hunter, live from Pickles. From 2 to 4, Bob Haney, Mike Bordick, and Ryan Ripken with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. That will start at 3 o'clock. That's all live from Pickles. And, of course, Oriole Baseball, as they take on the Kansas City Royals, will be here on 105.7 The Fan through ESPN Radio. Joining us right now, look, we're going to talk some football now, because it's also football season. Joining us, he is from Sumer Sports. He's the senior NFL analyst and co-host of Stats and Scheme. Our friend Sean Syed joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Since you are Stats and Schemes, we can talk stats and schemes on one big swoop. One thing that happens with the Baltimore Ravens that makes me scratch my head, and it's been going on for 2 years right now, and that's the usage of a guy that I loved in college. That's Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers this year has 17 receptions for under 10 yards of reception. Last year, he was about the same things in yards per catch. Sean, I don't think this is the best way to use a guy who could be a huge weapon in this offense.
You know, the whole entire Ravens passing offense, sometimes it leaves a little bit to be desired. I mean, partially because their run offense is so, so good. So who even needs to pass sometimes? But, you know, you see Zay use in a few different ways. Like in week one, I think he was like all the way out wide for almost like 60 snaps. I do like that they've used him a little bit more in the slot, you know, get him moving around, change up his matchups just a little bit. You know, I think that's a good thing for that type of player. It's hard sometimes. I think, you know, obviously you get the Devontae Adams trade rumors and you start to think, well, what does he look like in that offense? So Flowers is a talented player who's able to win, I think, inside and outside. It's just, you know, you hope that everything kind of comes together and they're able to continue to have a better season.
Yeah, we all hope that. And I think it's the last couple of games indicate that's very possible. What do you think about Henry had a great game, obviously. A lot of people thought, you know, picking up a 30-year-old running back was a mistake. What do you think of his performance in the running game in general?
Henry has been, I mean, he was fantastic in that last game, literally from the first play of the game where it feels like you're dialing up big plays just by handing it off to him sometimes. And I really like him because he complements Lamar Jackson's running style so well, where you have Lamar who is electric. He is so slippery. He can just get around anyone as fast as possible. But then you have Derrick Henry, who is going to run straight through your face. So I really love the combo there, even though, you know, I mean, I think Henry, he's like a long strider, so it's like a little bit different than just a full smash mouth kind of in your face, like we're going to run kind of totally straight running back. But I thought that he was impressive in that game in a way that, I mean, if I'm a defense, like, what do? You know, you have to devote resources to Lamar. You have to kind of stay tight in the box to stop Henry too. And that's part of the reason why I think Lamar Jackson ends up being able to throw to so many open receivers is because how much people have to devote to that Ravens run.
And he ran away from people. That just runs through them. They couldn't catch him.
It's so cool. Like, he is such a big running back, and obviously you see him and you think, all right, well, he's just going to do that. But then, yeah, on that first play, he is removing angles for people. He's running by safeties. It's just, like, he is seriously, seriously a type of player that I'm just not sure if we're ever going to see again. You know, I think he'll be able to get to hopefully 2 10,000 yards. And, you know, it's just not something that is really able to happen that much anymore in this league.
Sean Syed, co-host of Stats and Scheme podcast. Sean, the Ravens started off, they gave up 27 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. They gave up 26 points against the Raiders. They gave up 25 points against the Cowboys. So improved by 1 point each game. And then all of a sudden, the Buffalo Bills came into town, one of the better teams in the AFC. What were they able to do against Josh Allen and company to suffocate them so much?
Yeah, I thought this was such a good performance by the Ravens defense, where they really want to stay in sort of these lighter personnel groupings where you get, you know, four linemen, two linebackers, sometimes only one linebacker, where you have the real chess piece of Kyle Hamilton, where he can line up at linebackers sometimes. And that was really helpful because the Bills have had some success. They'll throw a sixth offensive lineman, they'll throw two tight ends, and they want you to kind of force yourself to play the run, and then they'll throw a play action pass by you. But, I mean, man, like Travis Jones was just killing people up front, getting into the backfield. I thought it was a really good example of a team playing on their terms, where the Bills forced so many defenses through those first four games, obviously before the Ravens, to really play it on their terms. The Ravens were just able to take control pretty much from the jump. And, you know, even though they weren't able to finish some of those sacks, generating some of that pressure was a really, really positive situation. And then on the back end, you know, you just get funky, you get a little creative, you get some movement around there, where now you start to look at Zach Orr and say, all right, you know, he's a guy who wants to blitz maybe just a touch more than Mike McDonald, but I think he's got some special stuff there.
What do you think about the resurgence of Kyle Van Noy right now? I mean, he's second in the NFL in sacks, and a lot of people pointed to Jadeveon Clowney and said that he was the reason Van Noy was so successful. Doesn't look like that's the case.
You know, I don't know what you guys have going for Baltimore, where just you pull an edge guy over there and he's just able to perform. And I think a lot of that goes to the coaching, and a lot of it goes to how the scheme sort of opens up those edge players, whether it's just finding different kind of unique ways to blitz a linebacker, to isolate your edge rusher. And I think that he's constantly able to have positive situations there. And that's something that if you have that edge play, it means so much to a pass rush unit when you don't just have guys kind of pushing inside. So I think heading into this season, certainly people were looking at, hey, you know, the Ravens going to sign an extra edge guy, or what else are they going to do at that edge rusher spot? Kyle Van Noy's playing like that. That's a situation that I think is going to cause headache for a lot of offenses.
Here with Sean Syed, co-host of Stats and Schemes podcast. Sean, what is going wrong in Jacksonville, and how long before some shakeup down there in Florida?
You know, it's so tough because Trevor Lawrence is obviously such a talented quarterback. It seems, I mean, they really hit on their draft pick with Brian Thomas Jr., and their defense is actually pretty good. It is a fun defense to watch that, you know, they play a lot of man coverage. It just seems like, you know, there's just a little bit of a disconnect between what's going on from the coaching side to what's being executed. You know, you can kind of read between the lines a little bit in those press conferences. When you start a season 0-4, it is such a league that is turning things over really, really quick. So I think if you're in Jacksonville, you have to start to think, you know, is it the offensive coordinator that's causing us issues? Is it the head coach where things aren't maybe translating through? Because, again, when you watch the defense is sound and is in the right spots and doing that. So, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to stay. I would be surprised if there was a world where Lawrence is out of there just by the end of next year. So it starts to feel like, you know, you look a little bit at who are the other maybe head coaching candidates, you start to think about Bill Belichick, you start to think about other guys in that situation.
What do you about the upcoming game? The Bengals are pretty weak in rushing defense. They give up about 145 yards a game. Ravens obviously lead the league per yard, per game in yards. How do you think this is going to go? Do you think the Ravens will continue or abandon what got them such a big win against Buffalo?
I certainly hope that they run that ball because the Bengals really have struggled inside. Yeah, you know, at that defensive tackle spot, I'm watching these games from the Bengals and seeing these guys just get pushed over. And, you know, it doesn't even matter what your pass defense looks like if you can't stop the run at all. And, of course, you know, the Ravens fans are going to be familiar with Joe Burrow's going to throw those go balls to Ja'Marr Chase. He's going to throw it out there to T. Higgins, and that's something maybe you worry about a little bit on the defensive end side for the Ravens, but you can just run over this team. Like, I mean, the Panthers, even though, you know, they scored 14 points kind of early, they caught up a little bit later, but like every offense has given this defense struggles in a few different ways. And, you know, this is, I think, the time for the Ravens to just like kind of knock out the Bengals for their whole entire season. Like if the Bengals go drop to 1-4, they're probably not going to be able to rebound from it in any meaningful way. So it's a good opportunity where you're going to Cincinnati, playing in their home field, you know, whatever they call it, play in the jungle, and you can just run them out of that game just because their run defense has been struggling so much.
There he is, Sean Syed. Sean, thanks a lot, my friend, for your time on this Hump Day Wednesday.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.